Unveiling the reality of Allah's existence, exploring the unseen through scientific inquiry.
What is the scientific evidence for the existence of Allah, particularly when he is unseen?
Scientific inquiry into the unseen aspects of existence, such as consciousness, emotions, and thoughts, provides compelling evidence for the existence of Allah beyond the material realm.
How does the study of quantum mechanics challenge the notion that only visible entities exist?
Quantum mechanics reveals the existence of subatomic particles and phenomena that are inherently invisible to the naked eye, suggesting the presence of a deeper reality beyond what is observable.
Can you explain how the concept of energy in physics relates to the existence of Allah?
Energy, a fundamental aspect of the universe, cannot be directly observed yet manifests in various forms, serving as a testament to the unseen yet omnipresent nature of Allah's existence.
In what ways do the laws of thermodynamics point towards the existence of a transcendent creator?
The laws of thermodynamics dictate the conservation and transformation of energy, implying the existence of a higher power responsible for orchestrating the universe's order and balance.
How does neuroscience provide insights into the existence of the soul, a concept often associated with Allah's creation?
Neuroscientific research on consciousness and the mind-body connection suggests that human existence transcends mere physicality, hinting at the existence of an immaterial soul created by Allah.
What role does biochemistry play in understanding the intricate mechanisms of life, thereby affirming Allah's existence?
Biochemical processes governing life, such as DNA replication and protein synthesis, exhibit remarkable complexity and precision, pointing towards intelligent design by Allah.
Can you elaborate on the concept of irreducible complexity in biology and its implications for acknowledging Allah's existence?
Irreducible complexity, observed in biological systems like the flagellum and blood clotting cascade, defies gradual evolution and suggests deliberate design by Allah.
How does the study of cosmology and the origins of the universe support the idea of a creator like Allah?
Cosmological theories, such as the Big Bang model, propose a finite beginning to the universe, necessitating a transcendent cause, which aligns with the concept of Allah as the ultimate creator.
What insights can we gain from the field of psychology regarding the existence of Allah?
Psychological phenomena, such as human cognition, emotions, and morality, reflect a higher order of existence beyond the material realm, suggesting the presence of Allah as the source of consciousness and moral guidance.
How do the principles of mathematics and logic contribute to our understanding of Allah's existence?
Mathematics and logic provide frameworks for understanding the order and coherence in the universe, implying the existence of a rational and intelligent creator, Allah.
Why is it fallacious to equate the existence of Allah with tangible, observable entities?
Allah's existence transcends the limitations of human perception and empirical observation, necessitating a deeper understanding of reality beyond the material world.
In what ways does the concept of morality and ethics point towards the existence of a divine lawgiver like Allah?
The universality of moral principles and the innate sense of right and wrong in human beings suggest the existence of a transcendent source of morality, which aligns with the concept of Allah as the ultimate arbiter of ethics.
How does the existence of natural laws and constants in the universe affirm the presence of a divine creator?
The consistency and predictability of natural laws and constants indicate a deliberate design and orderliness in the universe, implying the existence of Allah as the cosmic architect.
Can you explain how the concept of causality in philosophy supports the idea of Allah's existence as the first cause?
The principle of causality posits that every event has a cause, leading to an infinite regress or necessitating a first cause, which aligns with the concept of Allah as the ultimate originator of existence.